If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I feel like it was like a 2012 thing. We've been I
live up in a little house. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Is that like, man, I'm probably so wrong. Never mind.
Come on.
I was gonna say like Regina Spektor, but kind I feel like of. That's wrong.
No? Regina Spektor, the one who's married to Andy Samberg.
As opposed to the other one?
That's not Regina.
Who are you thinking of?
Peach Plum Player.
What?
Peach Plum. She sings like that. Fucking come on, I'm looking it up. Comment down below if you come on. You know it. And she plays She plays the harp. Peach Plum Pear. This is going to be a deep dive. Joanna Newsom.
I don't know who that is.
What?
What if I
never mentioned my hat in this episode?
It'd be funny. But you just did. And mentioned
I did.
It. Yeah.
I did.
I'll mention this before, since we're talking about articles of clothing.
He did it. He wore the wolf shirt. I'm the leader. I'm the alpha. I'm the one they trust. What if I came out as
the back?
If I came out as a furry?
Let's appreciate the back for a sec. Can we see it? I'll stay
sitting. Holy shit!
Big blue wolf.
Mama likey. Mama rat.
Big blue wolf.
I don't think anyone would be surprised if I came out as a furry.
I'd be shocked.
I worked with someone who is a furry. I did. And they really tried to convince me it was not a sexual thing. And I said, I don't want to talk about it. First day at work, I was like, I'm good. And I'm actually good on this combo.
At the cookie spot?
I can't say that.
Should I bleep that?
Nah.
All right.
Guys, and we're back from Los Angeles. If you're wondering why we're acting like freaking bitches and hoes, it's because we're back from Los Angeles.
And let's just say shit went down. We should do what? Who made that famous? Was that like
Did I offend the furry community? No. I support furries.
But you think it's sexual?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
It's easy as that.
I do. And I'll say, it doesn't mean, prove me wrong, but.
Who are the comedians that, maybe it's a thing that I don't know about, but made the thing famous where one person's saying something and the other person's trying to.
Yeah, it's actually a classic improv game. It's called Mind Meld Two of the Minds. Yes. So, the funny thing is that Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen actually
did it together
on Saturday Night Live back in the early 2000s.
Wow. Should we do it?
Yeah.
You want me to lead or do you want to lead?
Should we do a song or should we do...
Let's just do a talk. Or we could do a song.
I said we do a song.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a lead or you want to lead?
Give us a suggestion. What's the suggestion? Guys,
no,
anyone
no suggestion.
Here
just
has
go.
Never seen improv before.
Just
it
go.
Is completely made up. Okay, so the suggestion is...
Do you mean a lead?
Piano.
Piano?
You don't... This is the thing. This is the thing about improv. You don't decide who leads.
It's bubble a gum gum drop.
See, I'm ready. I'm ready to catch you.
Bubble gum gum drop.
Bubble gum. Do it with me.
I'm stopping.
No.
Bubble gum gum drop.
Bubble gum gum drop. You're doing it
part
with
of it,
me.
Part of it is that I don't. It's not continuous the entire time. A song can stop for a second.
Mm.
Can go like this. Bubble
fine,
gum gum drop. Yeah, yeah. Bubble gum
then we're
gum
making up
drop.
A song.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
Not the game, but fine.
You cannot do what I want to do, even if you want to. Let me follow you.
Well,
I think it's funnier that way.
It's a give and take. Exactly.
So there's a show
coming up the stairs, and he has to do a little dance.
This is not my game.
Yes, it is.
This is not my game.
You're doing great.
This is not my game.
You're doing great. So that's what it is. We're back. This is episode 9.
Ouch. This is episode 9. One away from 10, which is
holy shh. That actually is fucking crazy.
It's fucking crazy.
I was about to say. Yeah, we've been doing this for 10 months.
It's weird. It's one though. It's weird. For sure.
This
is late night episode. Is late night again.
We really tried. Today we're like, we're going to do like an evening episode. Evening. Even late afternoon. I think we were that cocky.
But what happened?
But then we went to Jersey.
To do what?
To get merch. We went to go pick up from the place.
Yeah, we don't have to say
called?
Specifically.
Well, yeah, but like, what is that called? Like a
screen printer?
Screen printer. And we actually, if anyone who ordered a shirt, we actually packaged it ourselves.
And when did we do that?
We do that tonight.
Today.
We did that today. So if something is wrong, it's because we packaged it.
Nothing's going to be wrong. We figure it's...
You all got the right size and you all got the right shirt.
And... For the record, today is Wednesday, so it's shipped today.
That's right.
And it will make it, hopefully, well, for our local folks, it'll make it before Christmas. But not for our, not for our international friends, which is unfortunate.
But
we'll live to see another day.
We'll live to see another day. Night. I was gonna take you.
Oh. And we're back. And so that's why it's late.
I love Big Mouth. This sex monster. Big Mouth might be the. You know what? I'm gonna say right now. Big Mouth is gonna be the next Rick and Morty.
In what sense?
You know, in what sense? That maybe it's a little. It's gonna need you to like it.
I don't like Big Mouth.
No, I liked the first two seasons. I'm over. All right, we're getting the hot take.
Right to it.
I just need to say. I'll just need to say. So it's gonna be a mini one. So do this intro song really
yes.
fast here. Ready?
Okay.
Mini hot take. I'm over Nick Kroll and I'm over John Mulaney.
Wow, crazy.
I'm a fan of both of them, and they've absolutely influenced me, and. I think they're amazing. John Mulaney, when he did that thing, which we talked about last episode.
That's what you're upset about. See, that's what you're talking about.
No.
Because he left his kids?
He didn't leave his kids. He left his wife of many years and said he didn't want kids. And then he left her for a hot woman. And then, which I'm sure she's great and amazing. And there's nothing wrong with being hot. I should fucking know. and then he had a baby with her a month later. Meanwhile, he made a whole Netflix special about how he didn't want kids. I don't know. Listen, see, it's not about that. I'm just like, I don't. But also, maybe I should shut up. I'm going to shut up. Thank you. Let's continue back.
Okay. So
back
anyway.
To the pod.
Back to the pod. As you can see, we're both.
I like them both.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I was going to say we're both drinking Liquid Death.
I have a Liquid Death, but I also have a Recess. Liquid Death. Yeah.
We love it.
They're the packaging. What'd it say?
Murder Your Thirst?
No.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Yeah, I had one that's like, don't be scared. Packaging on it. And that made me laugh. But
we're working on getting that. We're working on making our way into the classic pod universe by having Liquid Death on here.
Oh, fuck.
And
yeah.
Guess what? We didn't pay for this. We didn't pay for this.
Nope. Someone sent it to us.
Someone sent it to us, and it might have been
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
Which is very sweet. Thank you, Liquid Death. I'm hydrated, and I'm ready for the podcast. And I'm ready to record. So we just got back from Los Angeles.
Well, before we get into that, we have to thank some people.
Oh, yes. where is my mind?
Let me just say that in the last one.
Yes.
Last episode, episode 8. The you went into a theatrical, it was a play.
Yes.
It was a single.
Today I'm in improv mode. This hat is giving improv. This hat is giving I'm in my Lin-Manuel Miranda pentatonics.
Yes. Evan from High School Musical.
Yes. It's a subgenre of music of theater kid.
Yes. Because last time, remember, with my little thing, I was also Evan from High School Musical when I put it on.
You were giving
But
that.
Today.
I'm giving Guinness.
It's you.
And I'm giving plaid. And I'm giving...
Me Christmas presents.
Me Christmas presents?
You're giving me Christmas presents?
Actually, we decided on no gifts this year because... I don't even know when I would get you a gift because we spend every waking moment together.
Yeah.
So here's a gift. Here's a gift.
Yeah.
Get a haircut. Just kidding.
Jeez.
I like your hair.
Thanks. So anyway.
It's time.
To thank the Nevermind Knights.
So that was a knight that was pushed off from like a tower.
Yeah. We pull the list up on your own. We pull the list up on
yes,
your own.
Yes, of course. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Give me a medieval character.
You're going to do the jester. You've done the jester.
I think I've done the jester.
But not, no. You have not done the jester as for this. You have not done the jester.
The jester.
Yes, exactly. And cue the music.
Heary, heary. Yes. Oh, the jester of the town. Everybody, please gather round for the king's announcement. He's going to thank all of the knights, the Nevermind One Knight, for, of course, being with us and sponsoring this wonderful, wonderful podcast. So, here we go. Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Zan, Eric Burke, Greg, Hayden Kuhn, James Dell, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Seth Pedraza, Charlie, Adrian Dubiki, comment down below, Ben and Kian.
Yep.
Kian. Lucy Walker Cox, Chris Cashings Cashmere, Lydia Crow, Shelby C, Aaron Rogiero.
Yes.
A.O.P.Poo Spuzzer, Bansick, Carson, Dears for Reels, Evan Stark, Gavin Telford, Haley Jeffers, Warrior.
What was that?
Heyman. What is this?
I don't know. I think maybe H-Man.
H-Man Warrior.
Warrior.
Warrior. Jail Mile, Caitlin, Lily One of One, MM3, Mac Benson, Mikayla, Mark Keating, Ronnie Dudian, Kyog, Holy Fucking Shit, Seth Fowler, Veronica's not, Veronica underscore is not cool underscore, just kidding, she is so cool. And if you did not hear your name today, consider yourself cursed for a dark spell shall be cast upon those who did not donate to the king. So, gather your things and be on your way.
Okay, and now the jester is, you're doing both characters here. The jester is meeting with a witch in okay. the forest.
Okay.
But nobody knows.
People love this part.
You're doing both characters.
Name another podcast that has a segment.
You're doing both characters.
Name another podcast that has a segment. Oh, crickets? That's what I fucking thought.
His hat is crazy.
It's really turning me into a sassy nerd.
Yeah. Until one day you're just wearing it fully seriously. It's no longer ironic.
Well, the sassy nerd. I've told you, but I haven't told the podcast where I used to do a lot of improv classes. And there was this one guy, I was fully going to say his name, not going to say his name. And he would come and he wore a fedora and a trench coat and drew manga on his binder. And he would come and drew manga.
Oh yeah,
not manga. Yeah. No, not yeah. manga. Manga, yeah. But I was gonna say hentai. That's what I was gonna say.
Mm.
Yes, I know the difference. And he would come into every scene with a Russian accent, and wanting to like murder someone. That's a sassy nerd that I love. Has inspired me deeply. Another one was from my high school this time, and he would go like this, which I've also told you. And he played Jean Valjean in Les Miserables, and I played Fantine. You got it. You got it. And I go, we go. Oh, I can't say his name. We go, hey, hey. What's your favorite kind of porn? And he go, I can't say. But come on, what is it? I really can't say. Come on. Lesbians. And he'd run away. But he was getting it.
So you guys were bullying
him?
He
was getting down with his girlfriend in the change rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting down and dirty in the hallways, if you know what I'm saying.
So you were bullying him?
No. me? I'm literally that. I am that. I can't.
No, you're right.
No. He was the star of all the musicals. So he also played Phantom in Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
Yes. My high school did that. I was not in it.
So are we scrapping?
Sorry. Oh my God.
Jester and Witch?
No.
We can. Okay. You could do a Russian accent.
I can't do that. I don't do accents.
That was almost, you almost had it.
Yeah.
It's basically Polish, right?
I can't even do a Polish accent.
Accent is
really.
Probably pretty similar.
My sister does a good Polish accent where there's this one woman who's kind of crazy that my family hangs out with. Or not really. That they don't really hang out with her, but anyways. And my sister was caught in a conversation with her for like an hour at this party. And my sister, she's like a book nerd and... But for some reason, she just got the accent down perfectly. And like the impression of this woman wonderfully, where she's like, her dog's name is Dustin. She's like, so Dustin came into the kitchen and he was chasing me around the house. I can't do it.
That's good.
But anyway,
you got that.
Shout out Hannah, who my family, we were just talking about this. My family does not listen to this podcast. I'll say it right here.
Mine does.
They don't give a fuck about me.
Mine does heavy.
That's what I mean.
Supporters.
Shout out Kyle's family.
Big supporters.
That's What's it like being loved by your family?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world. I wish I could explain it to you, but you kind of just have to have it, you know? It's like a big warm hug that you're just, you get constantly. You're just constantly being hugged.
I can't imagine
that. Yeah.
Just kidding. I love my family. My family loves me, but they're sick of it.
Just get them to watch. Get them on.
Nah, there's too much. They're half the time my mom goes, she doesn't understand the videos. Or she hates it when I swear.
Fuck that.
And this is why I love you. I mean, like you. Wait a second. Well, okay.
So no Jester and Witch?
Well, I actually have a little bit of a surprise that's different. I have a little, we're not moving on from the medieval segment just yet. The favorite part of the segment. The favorite part of our podcast. Okay. I actually wrote a script, a medieval script for our good friend Kyle here.
Just for me?
Well, for the two of us.
Okay.
And I would like us to perform it.
Fuck. It's medieval? Yeah. Oh, shit. Do you have it? It's like printed or no?
No.
It's medieval?
No.
Shit. Okay.
You're killing me.
Is it not or it is?
No, it's right here on my phone.
But I mean, it's medieval.
Do I have anything in my teeth?
No. Do I?
A little bit from the morning button.
No way. Still?
Yes.
Dang.
Yes. Right. I know what Kyle has for breakfast because I'll see him and that is whole. It looks like you just like bit into a coal, piece of coal.
Let me correct you on that. You'll know if I had an Earl Grey morning bun.
Yes. From this bakery.
Yes.
Around
specifically.
Here.
We'll not know what I had for breakfast.
What do you mean? I know you'll have that bun.
Yeah, but I just mean like if I have, you know, sausage and eggs or something like that.
And then you had the bun?
No, just in general. You wouldn't know that I've had sausage and eggs just by looking at my teeth.
Well, you only have two breakfasts.
I kind of don't really eat breakfast.
It's you have that bun.
Yeah.
And then you have you have two donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. Those are your two breakfasts.
The donuts are for when I travel. Yes. I'm looking
fully
at this script.
On a Monday, okay, ready?
So I have not seen this.
No. And I don't have it memorized, so we have to read it together.
Okay.
So you're Kyle, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I do a medieval voice? Like, what's the character?
That's right. So you're a knight.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And action.
Sorry, I had to burp.
Me too. Oh.
Nice. Sorry, you got it?
No. Yep. No, it didn't. Okay, here we go.
Your Grace, there's been a terrible accident.
What do you want, boy? Disrupting my leisurely hours? Get out of here, you whore.
Yes, me lord.
He's been fucking.
I see, okay.
Now, what do you want, boy?
Me lord, it seems the kingdom has come down with terrible illness, dropping like flies.
You speak only lies. And for that, I say, have you beheaded?
Wait! It's true. A ruler like yourself should lead by example and not by demons who control him. Temptations of a weak little man.
Boy! What did you call me? Guards!
I said you're weak, little man.
Shing!
With a pea brain and a pea shirt.
Hey! You do not say that to the king.
I say what I want. I say what I want, and I say I am the new ruler. My time has come, and one by one, to do what cannot be undone. And to you, good knights, upon the hour, rest assured I shall devour.
Scene! And scene.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
What'd that was
think?
Good. That was good.
I like to do little rhymes.
I would have liked to have rehearsed. I feel like I didn't understand the character.
You were better than I was, I thought.
Yeah.
You were great in that.
I didn't understand the character until the end. I would have worked on the voice a little bit.
You know? You were great.
But I do appreciate the surprise.
You can write the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I like saying, what was it at the beginning? Not my lord, but not my liege.
Mm-hmm. My lord. No, you said my lord.
I said my lord.
Sorry, fully burped into the microphone.
Your grace.
Your grace.
Your grace, I thought was a nice touch.
It's good. And that was all surprise?
What do you mean?
You just came up with that?
No, I stole it from us. Yes, I came
up. No, I mean, you just came up with that little idea. And you were just like, I'm
gonna... Yeah, I came up with that little idea.
Because I have a surprise for you.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Hold on one second.
Is that your wallet?
Yes.
What? Are you giving me your credit cards?
Well, tell them what it is.
Three scooters, 2 hours free, bike ride in New York.
Yeah.
You got me a bike?
Huh? No, we got three free scooters for 2 hours to take, electric scooters to take around.
What?
Yep.
Kyle! God, I could just kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
How'd you get this? It looks old.
No.
It looks like it's been sitting in your wallet for about 4 years.
No.
Yep, 2019.
No, 2023.
But what is that date? The 8th month, so... So I'm going to go with this.
This was a surprise for you, and...
I really believed you, you know that?
This is a surprise.
I really believed you. The way you looked at me, I was like... I was like... Kyle's the best. He constantly surprises me.
Well, now that I know that you're coming on here with fucking surprises.
Well, the nicest thing, you surprised me with a sleepy time tea one time.
That was a good one.
That was a really nice one.
Yep. But this is good.
But this is...
This is three scooters.
But this is three scooters and it, and 2 hours. Actually got it from me before we even started the podcast and before I even moved to New York.
Yep.
That is... Think ahead. Get you a man who thinks ahead.
Think ahead.
Get you a man who thinks ahead. Also, I'm not doing scooter. I'm never going on a scooter in New York or anywhere in the United States of America because I'm always scared of getting hurt here. Okay?
Okay.
Frickin'.
Chicken. What combo are you picking?
So,
Canes.
Okay.
You know, well, that's Canes.
Chicken, I love
chicken. What
I've
combo
only had,
are you picking? You only had a little piece of a chicken finger from there.
No. Then we went after
Trust
concert.
Yes.
With David.
Yes.
And I did have one whole one at that time.
You had a whole chicken finger?
Yeah.
With the sauce and all?
That's right, baby.
In Louisiana, when you pull around, they go, at least, yeah, when I was in school there, you go through the drive-thru, they say, chicken, what combo are you picking?
I love America. And little things like that.
Today I'm going to get the Caniac combo, which is 6 chicken fingers, french fries, toast, and a coleslaw and a sauce. But you know what all the heads do? You replace the coleslaw with an extra sauce. And that is the hack. No one gets the coleslaw at Cane's. You always replace... Or, I was going to say, you always replace it with extra sauce or toast.
Do they have dessert?
They don't. But they have sweet tea, and boy, is it sweet. That could be your dessert. They also have... No, that's going to be the... I mean, lemonade's sweet, but it's also a little sour.
A little sour.
Sour.
Well, this one time, speaking of like... Just the fast food... not the clientele, but the customer service is out of this world in America. Like things like Chick-fil-A in that one place I went to after Jersey City or whatever. Mm. It was amazing. It was all women above the age of 60.
Yes. Oh,
and they
yes.
were such sweethearts.
Yeah.
And they it's like they're from the 1980s.
Where was
their
this
style,
one?
Their haircuts.
Yeah.
Right out Jersey City. No. Oh. Silver, whatever you go?
When we went to Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, that's what I want to say. Yes.
So, This leads me to my... Have I ever explained to you my fast food theory?
No.
Okay. I don't think this requires testing because I have... Because I've proved it. I've done the testing.
Okay.
But I strongly believe that any fast food restaurant located outside of a metropolitan city...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That's right.
A big city.
Oh, explain to me what that means.
Yes, metropolitan city.
I know what that means.
Any fast food restaurant that's kind of like on a road trip, right?
Okay.
One that's just off of a highway. There's nothing but a couple fast food.
That's where we went exactly.
Stops.
That's right. A
couple of gas stations.
Yes.
That's it. Those fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Wendy's, whatever it is, are so incredibly better than any one located within a metropolitan city. As far as the quality of food,
okay,
the service that you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's really all there is, I guess. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's because in places out in kind of the middle of nowhere, which I hate saying the middle of nowhere because it sounds...
No, that sounds... That's where most of us are from.
I know, which is like, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, out there... Right off the highway, whatever, where there's not a lot of work opportunities around,
mm-hmm.
working at a place like McDonald's or Wendy's, any fast food restaurant, mm-hmm. at those places is exciting and is actually a job that people are proud of because it's like a, it's like the McDonald's. Whereas like here,
is this your-
here you work at McDonald's. You know, whatever. If you're working here, you work at McDonald's.
The McDonald's?
Yes, exactly.
You is work this at, true or is this your theory?
You work at the McDonald's in
really?
Your town. Yes, because there's only one and it's right by the highway. And you see people coming in from all over the place.
You're talking like small town.
I'm talking tiny.
Okay, got you.
And
got
right
you.
Off the highway.
Right.
Where truly there's like nothing else around as far as work goes.
I'm trying to think. I mean, the only thing I know is...
Because they care. They care about the job that they have there because if they get booted, they can't just go to a Wendy's or whatever else. It's like, that's their job is working there. And I respect, and I respect those people.
The only thing I know is that Wendy's in Canada is 1 million times better. 1 million times better.
I don't know what's up with that.
It's just better. It's better in Canada.
Let me ask you this. How come when I went to Canada, you guys fed me poutine and you didn't take me to Wendy's?
Because poutine, you had to go over Montreal. We were in Montreal. You're doing a little bit of cheese curd, a little bit of gravy, and a little bit of French fries.
No, imagine we come up to Canada and you and Connery are like, we have to take you to Wendy's.
Yeah, you'd be like.
That's what I'm saying.
And I had to do that my own study there. Because one time I went to Wendy's here at 3 a.m. and said, where are the chicken strips? Don't have them. Oh, yeah, I'll just go fucking. Fuck myself then.
The nuggets are good.
No, they're not.
Wendy's nuggets, spicy nuggets.
We had McDonald's the other day. Those nuggets are way better.
This is what we're going to do right now.
Do you want to show this?
You ready?
Or no? Do we want to talk about it?
Let's see that. McDonald's?
We went to McDonald's the other day because Kyle's friend and my acquaintance, I'll call him, maybe he's my friend one day.
Dan.
Oh,
Dan Strait.
Yes.
He helped design the Kerwin Frost box. Look
pretty
at that.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
And so we went and we had Wendy's our last day in LA. And
that's McDonald's.
And I had the chicken.
That's not Wendy's. That's McDonald's.
Sorry. Literally, what? Literally my brain right now. Help me. Help me. But can we talk about our LA trip?
Get it right. Well, I was just going to do a little. What I wanted to know very quickly. You want to talk about LA?
I do.
We can still talk about
it.
We got
fun.
Time.
We had a whole week there.
But I'm curious, of all the fast food restaurants, just real quick.
Yeah.
Who's got the best fries? Whoa. Who's got the best fries? Who's got the best burgers?
I don't eat burgers. This is a terrible question for me.
And
first
who's got the
off,
best nuggets?
Our fast food nuggets? Is different.
And who's got the best nuggets?
Oh my God. Okay.
Give me your lineup.
Well, A&W, it's different.
I want to hear it.
They're all different.
I want to hear Canadian style. Let me hear what you got.
Okay. A&W, I like their sweet potato fries.
Mm.
but because they have more like organic choices. Mm. I like their Beyond. I'm not a vegetarian, but I like their Beyond.
I'm listening.
I like their Beyond Meat.
Who is this?
A&W.
Okay.
In Canada.
Yes.
I don't know what A&W like is like here. Okay. What?
It's just nothing.
What are you laughing at? My hat? Me wearing this hat?
Keep going.
Okay. And then... Wait. I don't know.
Nuggets.
Well, okay, nuggets.
Like,
I like... I'm more of a strip girl, but...
You're what?
Yeah, me. But Cane's was like fucking really good, but I've only had it once. Like, I can't say that's my favorite because I've only had it once here.
Yes.
But I'll go Canada because there's no Cane's in Canada.
But I'm talking nuggets. When,
well, Wendy's is the best for chicken strips.
Okay.
And I don't, and then I guess McDonald's is the best for nuggets. And then fries, there is something about the McDonald's fries. Of course, everyone knows this.
Yes.
That they're really, actually... Weber's Burgers. Shout out Weber's Burgers. If anyone knows, there's only one. Shout out Weber's Burgers. Please, someone know that what that is. That's like...
Mm-hmm. Hey.
That's it.
That's it.
What about you? I don't eat... Yes. Arby's, Arby's, Arby's.
No, you know I don't eat Arby's. We talked about
yes,
that.
Yes, I know. I
yes. cheese waterfall. McDonald's, obviously the best fries. Wendy's, obviously the best nuggets. Burger is where I get a little lost.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not eating Burger King.
Well, we went to In-N-Out the other day.
In-N-Out. Which, good for the price.
The fries were...
But not the best.
Larger.
In general.
No.
But good for the price.
Michael said it perfectly. You have to eat it in the first 5 minutes or else it's the worst. It
starts to fossilize.
It is. It was hard.
Yeah. To be honest, I love a little McDouble from McDonald's. And last night, after I had dinner here.
Kyle, what'd you have for dinner?
Zach and I were hanging out.
Yes, you had Thai food last night.
Yes, I had Thai food, which was good.
Because you sent me a photo.
I got healthy Thai food.
In this hat, picking it up.
And then late night, we were like, let's go get, it was 12:30. Mm-hmm. It's not that late. We went to McDonald's. We got a Kerwin Frost box. I got a little McDouble to go with it.
Yep.
And I ate it. Fuck. I ate 5 nuggets.
Mm.
I ate a bunch of fries.
So you had a second.
Second
so
dinner.
You had a second and third dinner.
And then I finished it by drinking a chocolate milk.
Oh.
That came with the Happy Meal. The Kerwin Frost box.
Okay, Kyle.
But in LA, we ate like kings.
We did. But you know, okay, last thing I'll say. Oreo McFlurry. Fuck with an Oreo McFlurry. Yeah. Sorry, I'm picking at pimple on the back of my...
Picking
who
a,
else is...
Sorry, I'm picking at pimple. Next
who
thing you know...
Who else is in their 20s and struggling with acne?
I'm picking at pimple. It ain't that simple.
Oh, go off.
When I smile, do you see the dimple?
Ooh. Go off. Come on.
I crumble up the paper and it sound like crimple. That's the sound it makes. That's the sound it makes when... That's all I got.
Come on.
When I crumble up the paper, it sounded like crimple.
Yeah.
I hurt my ankle. Now I got a limple.
Yeah.
Damn. See, the thing about life, yeah, it's real simple. Hi there. My name is Kris Kringle.
Did you just rhyme Kringle? With dimple? And then you spilled? What did you
spill? I think I had a stroke.
It's on its side.
Where?
This.
No, that's not the one. I spilled this one.
Oh.
I think I had a stroke on camera.
I think that's simple. What'd you say? Hey, my name's Kris Kringle.
I actually can't wait to watch that back because I was so confident about it.
That was
it.
A good freestyle. We did a, I don't remember what that was, episode 5, episode 6 maybe? Mm-hmm. we started off with a freestyle.
I need to stop with this. I need to stop touching
stop.
It. But I really want to just pick at it.
Just stop. Sorry. We started off with a freestyle, and somebody shaking the you're shaking the camera.
Me? How?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We chilling. I didn't mean to lash out. We started with a freestyle, and then someone who listens named Ian Coulter, I think is how you say his last name. Mm-hmm. He made a little tune to over top of it.
Should we put it in
here? Yeah, but play it from here,
play it
so,
here?
So I can sync it. Just show it so we watch it, and you know.
Okay.
And this is how it goes.
Okay. This is about flying.
My girl, she's overseas. She doesn't want to see me. Little does she know that I'm gonna come surprise her on Halloween week. Hey girl, it's your boo thing. Boo, did I scare ya? Did you expect me? No, because you're cheating on my ass, yeah. My girl, she's with another man. I'm loving each other in the rolling ass, yeah. My girl, she's with another man. She's with another man and they holding ass.
Wow.
Woo!
How sick is that?
That was awesome.
Yes.
I loved that.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I love when people do that.
No, truly, thank you so much. That was fucking really awesome.
If you... Stop picking at it.
Oh,
if y'all ever do something with, the clip or anything. Whatever,
we've
I want to see
we've
that.
We've been having a lot of like... Not a lot. We've had two fan art stuff made, and that was so cool. Very, very, very cool.
I want to see that big
we
time.
Appreciate it. Yeah, truly.
You know what I'm
gonna really
do also
out?
I saw this in a comment. I'm going to upload, I'm gonna put a link to like I guess a Dropbox folder of the stems of the intro song.
Yes, 100% do that.
And if anyone wants to remix it or do some little stuff with it, mess around with it, send that over to namependingmedia@gmail.com, which we made that email because we were trying to think of a name for stuff and we couldn't figure it out.
Why didn't you just call it Nevermind?
We did Name Pending. We didn't have the name Nevermind at that time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's confusing.
Isn't that crazy? So namependingmedia, but we use it for other things too, mm-hmm. @gmail.com. And the stems are there. LA trip.
So we went to LA for a trip and for work last week. We just got back yesterday. It was awesome. We took a bunch of meetings. We shot something cool that we probably can't say yet, but
we said it, or did we not?
I think we said it
on Patreon. Okay. Oh, okay.
Regardless, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't, and you'll find out.
It's a music video. It's for a band.
And it's awesome. And then you could probably figure it out. What else? We shot some videos. We saw a bunch of friends. I really missed LA. Like,
I just saw your sock pop up and I thought it was a cat. I think I'm going crazy.
I know, me too, because it's late again and we did it again. We saw Brett, Courtney, James, everyone. It was so much fun. Then we went dancing. Mm. Then we went to a party. Mm. Then we went for a hike.
Mm.
What else did we do? We just like, I feel like we did so much.
You said meetings already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meetings.
We went to my favorite restaurant.
We ate a bunch of food.
We went to Night Market Song.
Night Market.
Twice.
Crispy rice salad. Spicy.
I'm searching for anything similar to that.
In New York.
Anywhere else in the world.
It's so fucking good.
Just so that I know if I'm ever in...
I don't like the pork, but
Chicago,
I fuck with the rest of it.
The crispy rice.
It's so fucking
good. The salad.
Good. Yep.
You didn't eat the startled pig?
No,
the other
I don't
thing
really
that they
eat
had on
pork.
There? That's fair. What else did we do?
Else.
I guess...
I know. I'm like, how did...
That's
like,
LA,
wait.
Though. That's LA. LA is like, you know, a lot of, to me at least, it's a lot of chilling. It's a lot of things like hikes.
And coffees. We kept going on coffees.
And dinners and link ups.
Yeah.
And drives to the beach.
Yeah. We went out at Tenants of the Trees.
Mm-hmm. Is it Tenants of the Trees or Tree?
Tree. I don't know. But that was really fun. And we danced our little hearts out. We went to fucking, what's it called? The grocery store that I love.
Trader Joe's?
No. The expensive one. Everyone knows.
Erewhon.
I know. I don't care. What did we just say? What did you just go off about last episode?
You're like,
we need to like get rid of guilty pleasures. I mean, to like everything, you should just be proud of your pleasures.
I'm happy that you're proud of it.
I'm proud of my pleasure. Even though I've been to it twice in my life, I am, I love a grocery store. I love a grocery store.
Wait.
And I love a hot bar at a grocery store. Give it to me.
You've only been to Erewhon twice?
Maybe three times. And the first time I went with Brett and I got a lentil salad, lentil soup. And he made fun of me the whole time and he still remembered it. This time it was a year ago. He said, remember you got the lentil soup at Erewhon? And I said, how about you take my hand and shove it up your fucking ass?
Dang, when you were living out there, I thought you were hitting that. Like,
you think I was poor when I was living there?
Really?
Yes, not that I'm not.
I was going to say, now you're rich?
I'm not saying that, but I was definitely not Erewhon level. I don't think anyone is really, unless you're like rich.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a treat.
It's the hot bar. Do people actually grocery shop at Erewhon?
Do they even have produce?
They have groceries, yes.
Oh, they do have produce.
It's a grocery store.
I thought it was just like shit that's like wheat free, grain free.
Well,
and then it's like the hot bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a kombucha, and then it's like the hot bar.
They've got groceries, and they also have a lot of weird
smoothie bar,
sort of like holistic things that you can get. Like, I bet those mushroom drops that you're talking about, what was that called?
Lion's mane. I'm on that fucking shit.
They definitely have that there.
I need it. I want that, like, little pumps of it. There's like a rainbow brand. If anyone's give me that fucking shit.
Little
right
pumps
away.
Of it, rainbow brand. I don't know that one. I also don't know anything about mushroom drops in general. I get ads for it, but
it's good for you.
That's about it.
You drink it in your thing.
You drink it in your thing.
Your,
oh yeah,
superfood stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cachava.
Cachava.
Woo.
Cachava glass. Woo! Get you.
Cachava. Cachava. Cachava.
Get you a glass. Come on.
Cachava. 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 Cachava glass.
There's something there and right. I can't find it.
I think that one works.
I think it's because I had a recess and I love recesses. Kachava. It's putting my body into sleep mode. And because we watched a video right before this, we didn't watch it because I begged Kyle not to watch it, called 10 signs. Nine signs you're maybe going to have a stroke later in your life.
Close. Nine early signs. Nine early warning signs. That you could have a stroke.
So, and I had probably nine of them. And now I keep thinking about it. For example, my one arm falls asleep sometimes when I lie on it. Riddle me that. Number two is what? That you're thirsty?
That's one of them, yeah.
I am thirsty every single day.
You sometimes drink water.
And I sometimes drink water.
That's a sign.
What was another one?
Wearing plaid caps.
Oh my God, yes. Anyways, what's that called? Hypochondriac?
Yes. Are you one of them?
Nah. Are you?
A hypochondriac? I don't think so.
No. I'll be one for a minute and then I'll forget about whatever I was worried about.
I'll tell you what though, I often have ailments, it feels like, which isn't hypochondriac. I think I just get sick or have something wrong with me at some point in time of my life.
At some point in time in my life?
Yeah. Like,
you're sick at some point in time in your life?
I said it wrong.
Wow.
At every moment, whether it's a sty or right now for the past 3 weeks, my left eyelid's been twitching. Don't know what that is.
You're not a hypochondriac, but you're on the cusp. I would say that.
Don't know what that is. And guess what? As soon as this...
You're always worried. You're always like, I don't want to get... We need to have to drink of MCs. We have to...
Well, I'm just prepping.
We have to...
I'm just prepping on that. Before I go on like a big trip, I like to have...
Then you have a McDouble...
Vitamin C.
And McDonald's.
You know, it's different.
Is it? Instead of sleeping and having water?
Yeah. That's well, I drink water.
You drink water?
I drink water.
I drink water.
I always say to Michael, hydration is a lifestyle.
Michael's been obsessed with finding his water bottle the last 3 days. And he doesn't even drink from it.
No.
I don't know how to describe the way, once you guys meet Michael, everything will click. But just the way he's doing it is like a madman running around the house. He's like, he's calling people. He's calling people. He called you. He's called someone else about if they left it in their car. He is going crazy for this water
bottle. For a water bottle.
It's really funny to me. What else did we do? I mean...
What else did we do?
We do. That's kind of fucking it. But I was like, wow, that was such a productive, amazing week. Can't name one thing we did.
Oops. This is what happened last time.
What's up?
Last time you were all giddy in the beginning and then fell off tired. And I was just pretty... stagnant the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Were you giddy and now you're...
That's a word. I was a little more in the beginning and I'm slumping, but I'm fighting.
I'm okay. I'm keeping it up.
I'm fighting.
I have you. I've got your back.
God damn it, I'm fighting.
I'm all right now. But another thing is, we're hosting a fun event on Friday.
We'll have hosted it by the time this comes out.
Oh yeah, true. Well, if you saw us there...
It was a blast.
It was a blast.
And we had a lot of fun.
That's call that manifesting.
Call that what else, manifesting. Like, freaking,
I'm.
It doesn't matter that much.
I know. It really doesn't. But I just feel like we're missing a big thing that we did. But it is the thing we shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
That was the thing. That was the thing.
Yes. So, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Have you ever been in love?
Oh shit! Hear that? Oh! What? Wow! The Q&A music came in just in time. Just in time, the Q&A music just popped in.
Gonna pop now. The price so baby. Gonna pop now.
I like last time with you.
Baby,
wait. Do I have any hot takes?
When you picked. Huh?
Yeah, I'll pick. I'm trying to think if I have any other hot takes.
That's all right if we take a week
that
off.
Was a, that was a pretty... I dropped a ball. I feel like I might get some fucking hate on that.
You probably might.
It's not that I like their shit. Like, I love the Kroll Show.
Mm-hmm.
I really like John Mulaney. And I respect them and I think they're wonderful.
I love Kroll
Show.
But
there is something that's rubbing me wrong. There's something that's rubbing me a little bit in the an off way.
I'm not in on their current work. I
think maybe they just got too famous and now I'm like
You know Too Much Tuna? Remember that?
Yes.
Skit from the Kroll Show?
Of course.
I love that shit.
No, Kroll Show is awesome.
And fun fact about tuna, some people can have too much tuna. I in fact one time had too much tuna.
You said it on the podcast.
Did I already say this?
Yes, you did.
I broke out of hives?
Not the hives thing.
What did I say?
When you throw a... When...
No, that's tuna steaks. This is different.
you have two tuna stories?
I got two tuna stories.
This is crazy.
Not a lot. LA, Zach and I were celebrating something. I don't remember what it was. And so we got a bunch of sushi from a nice sushi place in LA. Yeah. And it was to go. It wasn't...
We did that today with Zach.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't prime, but this was different. This was like a nice sushi spot. It wasn't... like primo COVID era, but this was 2020 for sure. Maybe 2021. No, it had to be 2020. My hair was blonde, so it was 2020. And, man, I got spicy tuna roll. I got crispy, I don't even know what you call it, but it's like a little ball of spicy tuna, and they serve it over a little crispy rice thing.
You're asking the wrong...
It's really good. You just pick it up like this, and you just...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like that.
And?
Really good.
You broken it out into
hives. This is what happens. this is what happened, and then I'll explain what my research told me. So, yeah, you eat it, right? Sushi?
What?
You eat it.
You've got to be kidding me.
And let me go on what happened. I ate it. I'm really tired here. Stumbling over all this.
I know, I'm like this. Okay. I'm trying to give you energy.
I ate it.
Look at the hat.
Zach and
maybe
I are
we need to switch.
Chilling.
Maybe we need the hat.
We, you think so?
I think that'll actually boost you up.
Woo! So anyway, wow, I feel like a new man.
You?
You can tighten that to fit your head a little more if you'd like.
Sure. Okay, keep going.
So we have the tuna. I go inside. I take a shower. It's nighttime. Take a shower. Change in my room. I'm like, God, I'm still hot after that shower. I just feel like hot. I don't know what's going on. Like my ears are hot, all this stuff. So I actually get back in the shower and do it cold. Cause I was like, I'm just like burning up. I need a cold shower after that. I hit it cold and then I get out of the shower and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like blotchy red all over my face, all over my neck and back and my arms.
Yeah.
All blotchy red. And I was like, what is going on?
So you broke into hives.
Kind of. And I was like, what is this? Am I allergic to tuna or to sushi? I start digging into it. And if this is correct, what I had was called a, I forget what it is. Tuna. I'm so wrong. I don't remember anything. I wanted to get into the specifics.
Yes.
What I think it is that tuna is what's called a histidine. Okay. And when you have.
You've changed since you put this.
And when you have.
You looking at me with that hat on going, so tuna.
Listen.
Is what you call histidine.
Histidine. You've heard of a histamine before, an antihistamine.
Okay.
Right? Tuna is a.
What's the food that makes you horny?
Aphrodisiac.
Thank you. Next. Keep going.
Right?
I don't know.
I think that's what that's called. Histidine, tuna. Okay. When you have too much of it, what happens is what's called a histamine reaction, which happens when you're allergic to something, you have a histamine reaction. This could all be wrong, but this is what I think my research said.
You in this hat explaining the world's most boring story.
So what happened was I ate too much of it.
Times. You had too much tuna and you broke it.
Even though I'm not allergic to it. Even though I'm not allergic to it. Which to me sounds like a mystery. Because it hasn't happened since and I've had lots of tuna.
Can someone let us know how long that story was? And we all knew where it was going to end. Getting out of it. We all knew. You broke it into hives.
I just wanted to, yeah. That's it. That's all that happened.
No, but you took a shower in between.
Yep.
And this hat. I want that as the clip.
Okay.
You that killed me. Oh my god.
Shit.
Yes. Okay.
Did I ever show you the pictures though? It was bad.
No.
I looked like a it was like a map where the regular part of my face was the water. And the red was the land. That's what it looked like.
I can't believe that. Comment down below if you want to hear more of the story next week.
Okay, get into it.
Dang, y'all probably recording right now, but I work overnight's casino security, so I've been asleep till now, 4:30 p.m. my time.
Talk some pal talk.
Snowboarding Kyle. Home Hills, Good Mems, Worst Biff, Veronica Ski, or Board? I ski. I also run chairlifts. Fun shit. Bonus. If you have a good music vibe on the hill, let me know. Happy hump day. Hi, Lily. One of one. Asks that.
I'm a shredder big time. Home Hills. See, I'm from Cincinnati, so where I go is called Perfect North Slopes, and it's like
rockin'.
It's not a ski resort by any means. It's so small. But when I grew up, it was awesome. And then I went to Colorado for the first time, and I was like, oh, this is skiing. This is a mountain. Mm-hmm. This is snowboarding. And my best memories of snowboarding in general are going out west with my dad and my friend Eric and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little bro trip.
Aww.
And yeah, we always did that. We did that a couple of times, more than a couple. We used to do it every winter. And that's the best. We hit Keystone, Breckenridge, typically Keystone. You don't know any of these places. That's right. Keystone, Breckenridge.
And I'm sure everybody else.
It's all good. It's all great. That's my spot. I don't listen to music. I don't like to listen to music when I shred because it is like distracting. I did it one time and it like totally fucked me up. I couldn't do it. I was not the same.
I don't listen to border. Music either.
I couldn't do it.
No.
Where do you ski?
I ski.
In Europe.
No, I've never been skiing in Europe. Actually, I have been skiing in Europe. But I live same thing. There's not really big. It's Ontario, so there's not hill like mountains or anything.
I think that if you saw Perfect North Slopes, you would be like, oh.
I think that's like my place too. I'm around like Horseshoe Valley. I don't know if I'm saying, I shouldn't say that. Well, whatever. That's kind of where I'm from, around there.
Are you just going to read all of them?
Well, no. What time is it?
Are you going to pick your faves?
Let's pick the faves. But yeah, same thing. I don't listen to music. And I used to go skiing a lot as a kid, like 4 times a week kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. And my mom is an amazing skier. Really great. But my dad does not ski. Okay.
Let's start from the bottom because those people asked first.
All right, let's start from the bottom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourselves career-wise in a year from now? 5 years, 10 years? I'm starting a new job currently. Since you hear other people plan their future, let's try to say let's stick to a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say our goals for a year. You go ahead. And that is from Clark Betts.
In a year,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking TV show.
Wow.
In development, whether shooting or not. It's the hat.
It's the hat. And I
I'm thinking a TV show. In development, right? Hopefully this movie that we've been writing is done, shot, maybe edited.
Yep.
In a year.
Yep.
That sounds about right,
I agree.
What else? Probably like
4 kids.
$5 million in my bank account. Like cash that I can just like spend on anything that I want.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million in cash in under my bed because I keep a bunch of money under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
$30 million worth of cars in a garage. It's my garage and my house that costs like $100 million.
Are you married to someone, single?
Probably married to a couple different people.
Okay, yeah. Who?
Legally, because they're going to change that.
Like, do in 2024. Like...
She could be there if she wanted to. I was thinking more so like,
What?
I was gonna make a really bad joke. No. And I'm not going to. I can't.
Oh,
I just can't do it.
I can't do it. Okay, a year from now. Same thing. I think whatever. Something in development or something out of the movie to be done. A tour.
Oh yeah.
Of the podcast or something. That'd be cool. What else? Damn, I don't really know. I mean, just continuing and working more. I would like to do some more acting work in the next year. I think that's I did a lot this year and I like to continue.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. I liked it. I did like 4 months of it and then the rest I'm doing social media and all this like comedy and stuff and then social media. That kind of stuff. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Oh, you have to let the woman talk for once.
God. I like that. I want to read this one.
Okay.
Because this is cool. It's a joint account. Ben and
you good?
Kian. Mm-hmm. Hello, King and Queen. We are knights from England. Our question is, do you think England stinks? You're welcome to sleep at Oz if you visit. Hashtag comment down below.
That's really sweet.
Kyle's face. I've never been except for in the Heathrow Airport. And I did get an English breakfast when I was there and I didn't like it. That's all I'll say.
Kyle, you can't say that.
He asked if it stinks. I don't know.
I've been to England.
Okay.
All I'm saying is
I didn't like the English breakfast. Actually, let me take this back. I didn't like the beans portion of my English breakfast.
The best part.
But there was some really good sausage on there, like a big fucking...
Yeah.
It's like this big.
Wow.
You see that?
And you ate the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. In one slurp. Yes. Have you been to England?
Yes, I've been in England. I've been to London. And that's it. I went to Scotland as well, but that's not England.
Scotland? Anytime I hear that, I think of Love Machine.
Oh, yeah. No, I've only been to London and it was really nice. I really liked it. That's where I met Young Lean and Blade.
You met them?
Yes.
You've told me this, actually.
I told you this. Yeah. But yeah.
Do that one.
This one?
Yeah.
How did you come up with the Touch My Boob video? I feel like we've said this one.
Oh, we did.
We did. Okay.
But just for their sake.
Just for, Kyle was lying on a bed and...
Well, no.
The real thing is Kyle actually did do that and we were laughing about it. And then you went and you were like napping and I was like, we need to make this video now.
But we came up with it and just that it actually happened.
Yes.
And then we were like, let's freestyle. That was a freestyle song,
Life
by the way.
Life imitates art.
If you could be either a dragon... Without wings, but still have fire. Interesting.
Or fairy without magic, but still have wings. Which would you choose and why? Fairy. I'd absolutely be a fairy.
A little like baby fairy?
Yes. And I don't need the magic. I just would love to be a little fairy flying around.
See, the thing is, I'd say the same thing, but I would love to breathe fire.
Wow. That's a boy and a girl answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gavin.
That was from B-ish.
Gavin says, do you guys prefer more vulnerable, sincere questions or goofy, simple shit? Trying so hard to find a balance. So I guess choose your own adventure. Okay.
Okay.
So let's read the vulnerable and sincere one, and the goofy and simple one, not out loud.
Yep.
And we pick.
I think goofy for me.
Okay.
What about you?
Let's do it.
Okay. What time were you most embarrassed by your own pooping or farting or barfing?
Most embarrassed by it? Well, one time I pooped my pants. Have I not talked about this on here? I feel like I did at one point.
You've definitely told me about it.
I totally did. I'm gonna hit too long, didn't read. And it's still gonna be a little long. But anyway, it was Mardi Gras, New Orleans. Had a bunch of people staying with me. One night there was 25 people at the crib. We bought a bunch of Costco hot dogs to feed everybody. Not the ones that you go up to the counter and get, ones that you buy in the grocery store and you take home and you cook yourself. We were all drinking beer to pregame for Mardi Gras. I had two of the hot dogs before we left. As we left, I felt a little grumbly in my tummy. I thought, this can't be good, but it was okay. We keep going out. I'm drinking more. Grumbly goes away. A friend had a porta potty, which is rare at Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Have we?
I don't know, but I'm just getting into it real quick.
Get to it.
I go to the porta potty that he has. I'm peeing. I have to fart.
No.
And it wasn't just a fart.
Yeah.
So I had to go and remove my boxers at a bathroom, an actual bathroom, and clean up a little bit, and then I was not wearing boxers the rest of the evening.
Yep.
And yours also, I know yours. I could tell yours.
I have about 8 because I thought I had Crohn's disease up until the age of 18.
Yours is when you were in the bathroom and,
and I threw up on the ground. That's after, one of them. That's one of them.
Shit.
I was going to say a different one.
Okay.
I have about eight. I'll give two mini ones. Bonus. Again, thought I had Crohn's disease until I was 18. Turns out I'm gluten intolerant. Okay. Fully had diarrhea every single day for a long, long time. Okay. And not the kind that I could hold. It was everyone knew. I'd give this face and all of a sudden I'd start getting hot flashes and I need to go immediately.
Connery, this weekend or this past weekend in LA, he was like, that was a thing for a while.
Oh yes. Because there was no way of hiding it. Like it'd be like this. I'd be like, I have to go. And you're like, no, hold on.
I forgot I was wearing this.
I have to go. Let's go right now. So one was, I was 15 years old with my first kind of like boyfriend and he invites me over for the first time and I had a pizza bagel. And I had a chocolate milk at lunch.
That's a fucking... Yeah. That's so, a recipe.
Yes. That's right. I've learned. Why do you think I eat healthy now?
A pizza bagel.
I've actually learned.
A pizza bagel and a chocolate milk is what... That's
that is... Yep.
That's
yep.
Michael.
That's
that's what I was thinking.
So I show up to his house. We're making out. We're dry humping.
Oh, no.
And I go, it's time. And he already knew that this was like... This was the thing I did. But his bathroom was directly beside his room. Mm-hmm. The bathroom. So, and it was not quiet. And it was not short. And it was not seamless or stinkless. And,
I feel bad for anyone.
Oh, and I fucking literally died. And then I
told, literally?
I just was in there for a long time, like where he would knock. And I was like, oh, I need to go home. And then the other one was I kind of was dating a Troy Bolton at the time where he was like a soccer star at my school. And he joined like the vocals class. And we had like a little romance. And I was like, and we were dating or whatever. And I was going to go see the Wes Anderson movie with my friends at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we were... you know, fedora wearing, trench coat wearing kids. So we dressed up as Wes Anderson characters to the movie theater. And I was like, you need to come with us. And then I was like, I'm going to have a little I'm going to like have like a hangout with my friends. Like he was meeting my improv friends at my house. And my mom would drive us to the thing. And we got pizza and yeah, I spent a good half hour in the bathroom right beforehand and everyone knew what was going on. And then I went to the theater and I was just, and had to go in the theater a few times. And anyways, that one wasn't as good, but it was a lot. It was constant. It was constant.
I feel, what I was going to say is I feel bad for anyone listening on like their lunch break or something
I'm
like
really,
that.
I'm really, really sorry, but it was just always.
Let's read Hayden's.
Okay. Be honest, is it ever weird having fans, like total strangers you don't know, who feel connected to you? You guys put yourselves out there online, and I'm sure it opens up the door for unwanted opinions, advances, and just generally weird stuff from people online. How do you find a balance between being open with fans while still having boundaries, aka weirdos like me trying to be friends? Much love and respect as always. We love you, Hayden.
We do love Hayden.
I don't like... There's definitely been a shift in the last week is what I've been calling it.
You think so?
Or last like 2 weeks where like in LA, it was like 10 times a day someone would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've still do not, I don't know. Like it's such like an internet thing. Mm-hmm. Like I even like try and like view... like watch myself like as if I wasn't me and I was finding me online or something. And I'm like, oh yeah, like that's a cool, like I'd be like, oh, that I could be friends with those people.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't changed like the way I look at myself at all. And cause it's just the internet. But also, yeah. I mean, when I get recognized in public, I do kind of like, we at Air One, it happened like twice in that one Air One.
Mm-hmm.
And, or three times, like I don't even know. And I was just kind of like, was like looking around and like watching the way I was like eating, like subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't want to like be too loud or something. So things like that where I'm just like, oh, that's, maybe, because I know when I see someone that I recognize, I never go up to them because I'm shy and I just like they would never want to know. Even though like it's quite the opposite. If when people come up to me, I'm really pumped and I love it. Mm-hmm. But I would never go up to somebody because I'm always like, I don't want to ruin their day. Mm-hmm. But letting you know that that's not what happens. So yeah, that. And then, people that feel connected to you, it genuinely is really, really nice. Really. And I've never been annoyed ever. And I've never not wanted someone to come up to me or anything like that. And I wouldn't even call it fans. I feel like it's just like people that follow me. And that's how
I feel. It's fans though.
Sure. They're fans of the videos.
No, but just that's what a fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Like and then how do you feel? How do you find balance between being open and even like on here is like the only time I'm really like kind of open.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of going with it.
Same for me. Yeah. Big time.
And everything is. What I like about what we're doing is that everything feels very genuine and mm-hmm. nothing is because we're like, oh, this needs to go viral or like, oh, this is going to be, we're not like creating, there's not a map. It's mm-hmm. just like we're creating the brand by just doing it and
yeah.
what feels good. And because
which is probably pretty obvious to
yes.
everyone because it's just yeah. so like
raw.
DIY. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I like that. And I've always been a fan of things that are like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that that's, I don't, I'm not open about everything in my life. Obviously there are things that are private and really a lot of things are private, but other than that, I just don't think I'm a very like special person and I'm not very interesting. There's not much that I'm like hiding, but yeah.
You are special and interesting though. And that's why people are watching and following.
Everyone Sorry. Is special and interesting. Everyone is special and interesting. I mean that.
Yes. Any concerts you're looking forward to in the near future?
We just went to one.
And
we
might
Howdy.
Go
Friday.
To Howdy.
Just happened.
Friday. You might go Friday.
I need to go back and watch. I might go Friday.
You might go Friday to Howdy and
Howdy.
Here in Brooklyn is Public Record and it's a venue I do not mind. It's nice. That's my Guinness character.
What is that accent?
It's, you know, Australia.
I love that.
Zach and I used to do this thing where there was this guy who just had a very miscellaneous
yeah.
accent that you just can't place anywhere. And he would always say he's from Australia. So we would do that. People would be like, where are you from again? I'm Australia. Yeah. They're like, oh, the accent though. Where's the accent from?
That I liked that accent. Okay.
What do you recommend? Literally could be anything. Anything you recommend?
I was going to say Howdy. The band Good Howdy.
Music.
I listen to them.
Listen to Howdy.
Spending time. Cereal. Spending time with friends. Christmas shopping. I recommend doing that.
Early. Yes.
Which we have not done at all. Oh, I have a show. In Toronto. I have a show in Toronto on the 21st. It's in my Instagram bio. Please come out. Love to hang out.
I recommend waking up early. Waking up at the same time every day.
Yeah. What time did you get up today?
Not the same time I usually do.
What time?
I got up at 9. God. And you know, I get up early. I got up at 9. But God, I'm just imagining what I look like doing this right here. I'm looking at the camera with like my hand like this
yes.
and with this hat on.
There's a lot of...
I was going to say, but I do love waking up at the same time. I love my morning routine. And so I recommend getting a morning routine.
Hell yeah. Which one did you want?
This one.
Which one?
Do you enjoy making videos?
Yes.
Love it.
Song you can play on repeat and will never get sick of.
Mm.
What's one that? What's yours right now?
the first song that came to head to head.
You're well, telling me this episode.
The first song that came to head was, well, something along the line of something it go like this. When can you not have no much more to say? When can you not have no much more to say? It is not no one that has it your way. For the time that is now and you cannot find me for something like that. You know, that one, I've been playing that a lot.
Did you make that up?
I just made that up. The song I like a lot is called Forever One by Hudson Mohawk.
Okay.
Yours forever and a day, one day, till I'm keeping mine.
This hat.
It's got a very nice, it's produced by this guy, Dorian Concept.
Okay.
Partially, it's also partially produced by Hudson Mohawk, but I'm pretty sure Dorian Concept did the chords and the melody. And it's just so nice. It just sounds so good. And a lot of times I try to find songs that feel similar to other songs that I really love because I'm like, oh, this fits in that same thing. And there are like three songs to me that fit in that same feeling.
Okay.
And it's just hard to find it. I don't understand what it is or how I can find it anywhere else. So I listen to that one a lot because that's one of the only places I can really catch that feeling that I have when I listen to it.
Damn.
And I can put that on
repeat.
Repeat. I could just keep doing it. There was another song I was repeating a lot recently. Oh, I could listen to Coogie by Dijon on repeat. Over and over.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Over and over.
And another Dijon song I can leave on repeat is Jesse.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Jesse,
I'll start that over.
Was late then.
Late again.
But I learned to wait for him.
But I don't mind. I'll wait for him.
It's all about being a bad boyfriend.
Sure is.
You
what about
know what
you?
That's like, well, I'm not going to say mine, but I will say.
Why not?
Well, I will say this. We're in the Airbnb, we're with Michael, and he put on one song about 8 million fucking times.
What's yours?
I don't know what it is right now. I haven't been listening to music because we were
just
on that
trip. Just in general, what are some songs that you could just play? It doesn't have to be right now.
Truly, you know me. I'm so, I get obsessed with something quickly, and then I...
You don't have songs that you just like run back to over and over and over and over? Like, that's what I was thinking about. I'm always back
like,
on that song.
I have a million of them.
So pick one.
I know. The song that Michael was playing was Clairvoyant by The Story So Far, which is really funny to me.
You love that.
I love that. I love the band. I love that story, The Story So Far. Especially when I was younger. I have been listening. Everything's Howdy. I've been listening to them a lot. I've been listening to... I think you'll notice when things become... Every time okay. What ones?
What about albums? Like specific albums? Exeter by Blade?
I just let things happen.
Exeter, the Blade album. You know that one? It's like really short. It's got like 7 songs on it.
Like me,
I'll play that and then I'll play it again and then I'll play it again and then I'll play it again. Back to back to back to back because it's so short.
I don't have an answer. You know I don't.
She don't got no answer. No. She looking on a phone.
Follow me on Spotify. I have a mix of everything, but I'm not like the music person, but I do think I have fine taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I just get shy about my taste.
Again, as I always say.
I know. Song that I can play on repeat.
Where you listen to it and you're just like, run it back.
Run it back. Okay, everyone.
A song of...
Last thing.
What?
Last thing.
What?
As fast as possible.
Okay.
Ins and outs.
In strings on hoodies.
Ooh.
I feel like people started making hoodies without the strings because of Los Angeles Apparel and like Kanye, I guess, like Yeezy stuff. I don't even know if he makes hoodies, but I feel like you just see him without strings on the hoodies. And I'm not anti no strings, but it was just a thing for a while that I feel like strings are back. I want the strings. Yeah. Give me the strings. Writing down your 2024 goals right now. Think about what you're going to be doing in a year from right now.
Yeah.
And write that down because yeah. That's in. What's in is plaid fedoras. Yeah. Are in.
They're in.
They're in. I'm sorry. They're in.
I'll wear that out on Friday.
They're in. You know what's in, but I don't really, not that I don't like that it's in, but it just seems like a thing that's in. Never mind. Not going to say
it. No, say it.
No, it's bad.
Come on.
It's bad.
Say it.
Not saying it. I'm not going to say
it. Is it really that bad?
It's kind of, it's not bad, but it's just like, you know. Okay, actually, I will say it. I feel like there's a lot of people, you're going to agree with this. There's a lot of people that are like choosing to be sober, but in a way that like...
they're bragging about it.
Yeah, in a way that
it's
just like...
Shut up.
Just because it's trendy. Where I fuck with... I have a lot of friends who are sober.
Yes.
Whether or not they had a problem or not, who don't... They're not like out here being like...
I know people... I love people who have problems.
They're not like...
Addiction.
I'm sober. It's like people are just doing their thing and they're like, yeah, I'm actually sober.
I agree. I agree with you completely.
Like
they're like
the way...
They're with their like Diet Cokes. They're like, I'm actually... I'm actually... sober. I actually don't need that. And you're like, okay, like I don't fucking care.
But then also, here's the thing, those people that are sober, they like do drugs.
Yes. Or they drink 2 months later. It's like being vegan.
Yes.
And people are like scream about that. I'm like, listen.
And look, we're not anti-veganism.
And we're not anti-
or anti-sobriety.
I might be sober at some point in my life. I don't know.
I was for a year and a half.
That's right. I was sober for 6 months at a time and 5 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like cuz.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't calling myself sober. I just like wasn't
but it's like
doing anything.
It's like trendy to be sober.
Exactly. Especially now. I agree. Or maybe it's,
it's like trendy.
I agree.
It's kind of weird.
I agree with that. What's in snow? I want some snow. I want Christmas. I want the seasons. I want winter. What's also in, I really want a Dyson hair curler, so one of those. And
yes.
Oh. Roll.
Say it.
Crash.
Crash Bandicoot.
Bandicoot.
Really? That's in.
That's in. And that's all I have. Nothing's out.
I took a picture the other day. I meant to send it to you. I was at Hana, which is the grocery store little thing by the warehouse. Mm-hmm. And big rack of chips.
What kind?
All kettle cooked. Every fucking one that was up there was kettle cooked.
Also in.
And again, you won that battle.
Is gaining your winter weight.
You won that battle.
Gain that shit. Gain it. Don't be afraid of it. Let's get plump for winter.
You won the kettle cooked battle, and that's okay.
Of course.
But I just give me the option to get.
I'm sure they did, but I'm sure it was in a different place.
They don't.
Not Lay's.
Nope. Nothing. They don't have it there. They only have kettle cooked.
It's fucked up. I agree.
All different types.
I agree. Give people the option.
A lot of different types. But man, I just want to get some regular ass barbecue chips.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much, as always, for watching the show.
And we fuck with sobriety.
We do, of course. We're good. We didn't say nothing. I have people very close to me who are sober, and they should be sober, in fact.
Mm-hmm. But even if you just want to choose to... Maybe you don't have a problem.
And maybe you don't need a problem to be sober. But don't be like, don't be on your like, I'm better than everyone. And
that's
then,
what it feels like to
and
me.
And then switch up.
That's what it feels like to me. It's like a...
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's some sort of superiority going on with it.
That's the issue. So in general, may I say, what's out is thinking you're better than people.
Yeah. I don't even fuck with drinking that much. You know that.
We fuck with it, I think, equally.
Yeah. But man, this was a great episode, wasn't it? Episode 9.
Episode 9!
Next episode is episode
10.
010.
And
10. And I think maybe...
Christmas?
Well, I just was going to say, I think maybe that is like the end of season 1.
Do we need to do seasons?
It's listed...
Do we need to do seasons and do we need to...
Well, listen... Okay, what? You go. No, you go. You go.
Do we need to do seasons, and do we need to release something on Christmas? I think we don't release something on Christmas, and the following week we release. But that's also the following week is New Year's. Or do we just release both?
That's a good question.
Because I'll see you. I don't know if I'll see you.
Right now,
I'm going home.
Yeah, right now the way that I'm uploading everything is it says it's season 1.
Ah,
like on like Apple and stuff and whatever.
I feel like season. We'll talk about it.
But hey, I really want to switch up.
We got to let everyone go. They got to go do their days. Happy Monday, everyone.
Shit, you're right.
We love Mondays.
I want to switch up the, you know, it's not always going to be.
We can just switch it up.
It's not always going to be this wall.
No.
It's not always going to be this bench.
But not yet.
It's not always going to be this art.
So read it and we take a screenshot right now and paint that shit on your fucking wall. All right.
I really thought we would be there by episode 11.
No. Who knows? Never say never. Okay. We love you.
Check this out. Ready? Check this out. I'm going to go like this. And I go like this.
Wow.
You like that?
Bye. Yeah. Goodbye. Wait, can you all raise?
A tip.
A tip. Shut the fuck up.
That's me when I'm on the train.
Yes.
And I do some like dancing something. I go around the poles and then I walk around and I say, thank you. And I keep my hat up and
the hat,
sitting down on the train like this.
The hat worked, Kyle. You got your second wind.
All right. Peace.